This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Robinson in for McCaffrey. Jones wants to go deep, floating it out for Juwan Jennings, and Jennings had it hit his hands, and he couldn't pull it in.
Oh.
Jennings had a step. Jones floated it out there, and he just couldn't snare it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Fox Sports had the call. Juwan Jennings couldn't come up with that one.
Oh, catch the ball.
It was 23-7 at the time. They were already deep in a hole, but
it's a chance.
Well, I got to catch.
Yep.
Our guys.
He's down in a hole, but that's okay. I knew where you were going.
I knew you knew, and so I just tried to do it. But
Is anybody surprised about the outcome, the way that game played out, more than your boy here?
Not more than you, no. I don't know how anything can surprise us with the 49ers right now.
Well, with the NFL.
Well, but I'm more surprised.
But the domination with the time of possession from the outset.
I'm more surprised by their wins.
Mm. Damn.
What about that? Like, how often have the Niners been like,
hate
like
that today.
Yeah, like, you ever watch them this year and you're like, damn, they're good. Have you ever had that thought?
Last week.
Like, they don't have any players on defense.
Man.
They have no good players on defense.
Last week you held Atlanta to 10 points.
Yeah.
But how did that age?
And
how did they look?
Right. That surprised me.
But look how bad Atlanta looked yesterday. I know it's one week. But Atlanta looks like
they're a whole new quarterback. No Drake London.
What a Kirk was the opportunity.
My God.
The most surprising half of the year was first half against the Rams.
There's no doubt. A 17
like,
points.
That's when I'm like, whoa.
No, I got that.
You know, the Niners are total rabbit out of the hat to be 5-3, which
no doubt.
That's what creates this trading deadline conundrum.
And what do you do there? How do you approach it? Both of you.
You stick one leg on both sides of the fence.
Or do you ride it out, Dibs?
No, you try to, I think, incrementally add, and you look to add players with whom you would have team control.
Mm.
So you don't look to add a guy
Riddle.
Who is, you know, you're going to have 8 weeks of. He was a great edge rusher. You got 8 weeks, and then he walks. No, you want to add a guy who can really be here for a long time, and the name Quinnen Williams keeps getting thrown
out. He's good.
He's really good, and the Jets, I think, still might be in sell mode. He's expensive, but
that's
at least
we'll
have him another year. So no matter what you do, you want to bring in players who you're going to have for more than just the rest of this year. You want to have guys that you can have and guys you can keep.
This was the first game, I'll let you go, Stoney, that I said I didn't care if Brock was back there or they had Nothing was going to work. Montana wouldn't have fixed that yesterday.
It's a very good defense. I actually think it's probably the best defense in football. They're a very, very good defense, which tells you how bad their offense has been.
Because Seattle Monday night, Texas look inept.
Yeah. That's what's so concerning. That is, for my money, the worst offensive line in football, and the Niners couldn't move them. They have no players on defense. I don't think that this is some sort of shot at Robert Saleh or whatever. I mean, now we're losing D. Winters and Sam O. What are we doing, dude? Who are these people? They're all babies.
Who's Robinson and where is Nick Martin?
Everybody wants Nick Martin, which should tell you something. The Niners, they don't think very highly of Nick Martin. Like, how far down the list you have to go. Yeah, they don't have any players right now. They have no players on the defensive side of the ball who are ready to, like, kind of be, you know, foundational pieces.
I mean, I was thinking that I think their plan was, at least on defense, that they'd draft a lot of young players, but they'd still obviously have Bosa, Warner, Lenore, and I guess they were feeling good about D. Winters heading into the season.
Sure.
And those are your anchors if you're going to have a younger defense, but now they don't even have the anchors. Like, I look at, and Dibs, you know, like, I don't know how defenses call their stuff, but who's calling their defense right now? The 49?
Green Dot.
Oh, on the field?
Yeah.
Bethune.
I mean, probably, yeah.
No, yeah, Tatum Bethune.
Right, so that in and of itself probably puts you behind the eight ball.
Well, you're behind the eight ball because even when you dial up blitzes, and I went through the whole game again today, and all the times that they blitzed, they still didn't get to C.J. Stroud. So you're sending five, you're sending six, and there was a couple times that they did a lot of zone dogs where you blitz a linebacker, you drop a defensive end or defensive tackle, you try to mix it up. They tried to confuse him like they did Penix, and it doesn't matter if you don't get home. And the problem yesterday was on the back end, the secondary had two or three major, major blown coverages where you brought extra people and the guys in the back end didn't cover the receivers coming out. And so you had explosive plays. You sent six and you didn't get home. But if you have guys who are actually buttoned up and covering who they're supposed to cover, you probably wouldn't get burned at that level. But you gave up a 50, you gave up a 30, you gave up a 45. And all that in the first half.
Damn.
And that's where, you know, and I do think that yesterday for me anyway was a classic case of complimentary football. So the defense is out there for 10 minutes, and they do what they're supposed to do. You hold them to three. You bend. You don't break. Good job, defense. Have some water. Oh, you better drink up because you're going to be back out there in about 90 seconds because the offense, they had six possessions where they did not get a first down.
First six and when nine
you,
possessions.
When you get an illegal shift on the first play of the game, that's when, like, either, and probably both, either Kyle Shanahan deserves kind of a whack on the side of the head, or Kyle Shanahan probably feels like he needs to whack somebody on the side of the head. Like, you have a script, and then you had 11 minutes to think about it. And then you walked out there, and immediately, seemingly three plays in a row, just kept shoving your offense backward. And then their first, I was listening to you guys talk about the first few drives. Their first down in the game
under
was a couple minutes to go until halftime.
Think about that.
You want to talk about a game plan wrecker. How the hell are you going to run the ball? How are you going to execute anything if you don't get a first down for an hour and a half?
So when you say that D is that good, it's that good. I believe. I was sleeping on them a little bit, but man.
Oh, they're fantastic. And they're as good as the NFL
has. And they kept playing against Seattle. They wouldn't quit.
I mean, the 49ers give up these long drives, and it was just, it's one of those games where everything, they're hitting all their threes, you're missing layups, and like, I don't know who to blame yesterday, whether the offense was worse than the defense or vice versa, because like complimentary football works both ways. If the defense could have gotten a stop and the offense could have gotten something going, then the defense rests and maybe things change. But it was just, it was incredible how they just held the ball. And it was first and 10, second and five, third and two, first down. First down. It was unbelievable.
And you come out of half, three and out, and then they go 50, 12 plays or whatever for just like, That's it. You know, like, damn. Like,
it really wasn't it. Because you scored, you got the two, and you're down eight. And then, you know, all right, defense. We put you in a bad spot all day.
Yeah, but I hear you, Dibs.
Even at that, they held him to three again.
I'm like, maybe the ball will come out. Maybe there'll be a fumble. You know?
By then, three is that's a death knell.
Right.
Like, any score is deuces.
Yes and no. You're down 11, and you get the ball back with 9:40 to go. You're down 11. All right. Go down there and do something, offense. And it was one, two, three. You're out.
Damn.
So another three and out, and including your guy Watkins,
my guy,
his first target of the year, and
you
got to catch that.
I'm afraid you got to catch that. You
got
to catch that. Absolutely.
And Juwan too.
Well, for sure.
You ended up scoring on that drive, but I mean, for me, if he catches that, it's a 55-60-yard play. Now you can score that touchdown earlier. Instead, you had to grind all the way down.
You
and
got a problem with
score.
That being his first pass using them like Jerry Rice. Or no, you're a receiver, go catch it.
Catch the ball. Like, that's what you're paid to do.
And Lenore caught the ball, and I don't like what I'm hearing about. He should have ran. Okay, I get it, but Will, what did you come out on?
Did anybody
you
else?
You cost him 3 points in the game. Let's stop it.
We've been waiting 15 games for a pick, and I was pissed that was it. I'm like, no. I'm with you, Stanley.
Yeah,
I'm like, that doesn't count. That does not count.
Oh,
you don't get to catch.
Almost like a punt.
Yeah, that's like a mini
Hail Mary.
It's like a mini Hail Mary, and then you caught, and it was an overthrow, so you weren't even in the right position, and then you didn't do anything with it. I was annoyed. I'm like, no. For me, the record's still going.
Do you think
games,
he thought if I get out,
pick.
Panero can kick it from 70?
I don't know what he thought, but I went through it again like three times today. The play starts with 11 seconds left. By the time he intercepts it, there's 6 seconds left.
Not much.
So now you're expecting him to. So you pick it off, and he doesn't know where he is.
That, come on.
You're expecting
where
him.
Where was he, by the way?
He was on their own 35.
Okay, yeah.
So now he catches it. No, but what everybody wants is they want him to run 25 yards to the 40
and get out.
Which he could have done with 2 seconds left. Watching the replay, like, he could have run, and instead of cutting it inside.
But he's getting defended also.
And he just intercepted a pass, and it's been so long, like, he doesn't know what to do.
It's like,
I don't even want to complete that analogy, but you guys know where I'm going. You know, it's the first time you do something, you're thinking it's going to be magical and this and that, and, you know, 4 seconds later, it's over. So he's thinking, yeah, if he would have, like, darted out at the 40 with 2 seconds left, okay, Eddie. 57-yarder, sure. But I don't know if you can expect somebody in that moment to have that level of awareness.
No. I for me, this game, if you want to get mad at something, and I know everybody does, to me, this is another week. For some, they've already been there, but for others, maybe they just get there today. This is the week to sort of get upset at the planning around the offensive line. An offensive line is the most important thing on a football team.
Come on now.
If you've got a really good one, you'll look like the Colts. That's what's happening there. I love how everybody does. Whoa, Daniel Jones figured out to play, and all of a sudden, Jonathan Taylor's the MVP.
He's got time.
What the hell do you think is happening? Their offensive line is awesome. They can win any game in any city against any team. They won't win them all, but that's all it takes. Poof, offensive line. And, yes, Trent Williams is getting older. Pooney's having a bad year. Is he hurt? Whatever. McKivitz is just kind of a so-so.
Anderson was giving him the business.
Medium plus. Anderson's a great player, you know, but, like, there's not enough depth there. Huh? There's not enough going on there. And on the defensive side, I mean, look, if you're going to go, we've got no Warner, no Bosa, no Huff, no Winters, and then, okay, go play football. Well, you're going to suck.
Regardless.
You're going to suck sometimes.
Yeah. I said Jesus was calling plays. I got you.
So the defense just doesn't have any – they don't have any players that you can circle and be like, this is what we're going to go do today.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. There's also something about – and I don't know if it's always been like this, but it feels like there's a lot of fluctuations – with all teams and their performance level week to week. And I just think every team's going to have a bunch of bad losses during the year.
And I was saying, who's been good all year? Well, there's only really been one team, yep. right? Your team, the Colts.
Colts have been fantastic.
I mean, the Eagles had a 2-3 week period where they weren't doing it. The Bills were in, they were yeah. saying they, we stink going into the bye week. So you flush it until it starts happening consistently. And they haven't lost two games in a row, and defense has been pretty good for the most part, but it's going to be an uphill slog all year now, particularly on defense.
And New York, the Giants, Snoddy and I have been fighting, but I'm not telling you they're the old Lawrence Taylor or Phil Sim Giants, but if you look at their log, they've been in games, and they like this is not –
well,
I will never feel the way I did after yesterday's game not giving Houston a chance. So I'm going to say the Giants got action.
No,
that Monday night game, Dibs, had me thinking Houston might be the worst offense. And to do what they did and keep the Niners to 18 minutes, 10 rush attempts,
yep.
is incredible to me.
There's probably only like, I don't know, maybe one, maybe two teams where you could just assume the Niners will beat them. Like they play the Titans later this year,
okay.
and it's here. You better win that game. That's silly. There's a bunch of other teams where they're better than, but yeah, you can't.
Like Chicago won't be a walk in the park.
The Giants have been really good at home. They've been good at home.
Since
Jackson Dart can play.
Yeah.
He can run around a little bit. Now they lost their guy Scataboo.
That sucks.
And you know, like they give up points in buckets. So yeah, who's on the Niners offense? Is it Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall?
How y'all feeling about that?
I mean, same as I've felt all along.
So Stoney made a good point. If he's going to come back on turf, he shouldn't play at all. If you're having that thought, or does it matter? Because he re-aggravated it on grass. It don't.
Sure. If he's healthy enough to play, I don't care if you're playing at the old blacktop at Oak Manor School where we used to play. If the toe is fine, you play. You're not going to worry about the surface, and that's just the way it goes. And yeah. The MetLife turf, we know, is a house of horrors. Yeah. If the toe is good, then he plays. But I look at yesterday, and it wouldn't have mattered. And this is one of my big takeaways from yesterday is at some point, as we all go through this on a victory Monday or a losing Monday, at some point you have to step back and say, the Texans were better. Like, the Texans yesterday were great. Their defense was better than your offense. Their offense was better than your defense. We could talk about injuries, Pearsall, Purdy, coaching, whatever you want to talk about. The Texans came out yesterday, and they put the smash on the Niners, and that's the way it goes in football, Steiny. You were just saying it. Like, there's only one team who's been consistently, like, mostly really good all year. The Niners were not good yesterday. The Texans were awesome, and you lose. That's football.
Yeah, I thought there was actually a similarity between the Niners' loss yesterday and the Warriors' loss Friday, and that is the Warriors' first back-to-back, so, you know, the age thing might it, but like Kerr was like, don't think about this as a game we lost because of age. They just drilled us, the Blazers.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we could have been not on a back-to-back, and they would have taken it to us, and I think that's the way Shanahan's looking at this game. Like, don't talk to me about injuries. That was not, we got to be better than that, regardless of our personnel.
Yeah, the Texans were awesome. Yeah. Their defense was like they owned your offensive line, and their offensive line, who, as Mark was saying earlier, is not very good. Well, your defense is a bunch of retreads and cast offs, and you know, your defense right now, your defensive front especially, is not great. And so that offensive line was able to look pretty good because of that. And then your secondary had a couple of blown coverages and you fell behind. And we know that when Shanahan falls behind, he has a really hard time winning games because they're not built that way.
Especially with this group. Especially with what they have right now. I mean, they're never built for it. But you want to start doing the whole, like, offensive line's not playing well, got a backup quarterback in there. We have some of the receivers. Some of the receivers that we normally like are dropping balls this year. I mean,
yeah.
Juwan Jennings, like, I tell you what, like,
this feels like the end.
Well, first of all, ever since whatever happened in August, it felt like he wasn't going to be on the team after this year. But I don't know, how many more messages do players need to see that messing around with July and August really bleeds over, dudes? It really does. Mm. So I get it. I'm not saying that the team is always right by any stretch. This is a brutal game. and the contracts don't have full guarantees, so you have to get your money. But when you mess around and play hardball all the way up until week one, just look what happens. From Trent Williams.
I'm not saying that's why IU got hurt, but I think about it.
From Trent Williams to Brandon Ayuk to Juwan.
Debo.
You never, ever seem to come back and play the same. And so I don't know if it's your feelings or the lack of getting ready for the season or a combination of all these factors, but you're not the same player. Juwan Jennings hasn't even been close to the same player so far this year. I know he's dealing with injuries too.
You know, when we look at the schedule, like I agree, there are no sure victories, but I kind of look at it the other way. Where the Niners are right now, I think there could be games on their schedule that are unwinnable. If they were going to Philly, or if they were going to Buffalo, or if they had the Ravens in week 12 or something like that. That's why I still give them a chance. It's not because they got easy games on their schedule. They have every game on their schedule. What's going to be their toughest game? The Rams? You got them at home at least.
And they're 5-3 still, so that's going well for you.
So
they got to go to Indy.
That's true.
Well, and get their ass
no doubt.
There.
And yeah, that'll
why is that buy in week 14?
That looks yeah. like a non-winnable game today.
Right now, yeah.
But look, there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL's so
I got it.
Funny, man. If they beat the Giants next week, I get it. We still might not think we're going to go on a big run, but you just want to hang around.
Here's the total conundrum. I say all that, all of this, like, annoyance with the way they've built the offensive line and no good players on defense, and I'll still sit here today and say they're one of the seven playoff teams.
Well, yeah.
Look
at the standing.
Who's gonna leapfrog them?
Well, the Chiefs can help them out a lot tonight.
Okay.
So I'll root for you two tonight.
What's Washington's record?
Right now it's 3-4, and they play with no Daniels
tonight. Dallas is 3-4-1. They're going
Dallas's
the other way.
Dallas' defense is junk.
Yeah.
Washington can fall to 3-5 tonight.
Carolina's 4-4. I mean,
right, and you get to play them. You get to play the Bears. Yep. I think the Bears are who we thought they were. They showed that yesterday.
Nice.
Atlanta, whatever. Saints, whatever. Like, I think all three of these teams in the West can go to the playoffs. Lions, Packers, Bucks, Eagles, NFC West.
So that's the successful season, right? Forget even
for sure.
The first round, whoever you play, it's that this Niner team, with all this stuff that's happened and who you lost, you guys galvanized or came together and made it.
Even forget all the stuff that's happened and all the stuff you've lost. And I was just thinking about earlier, Mark, where you had played the soundbite of Kyle Shanahan from August, and you've played it a bunch where Shanahan basically says, to paraphrase, he's like, yeah, this is kind of the year before the year. Like, we're going to do what we can to make the tournament, and then who knows what happens from there. So I do think as we get closer to the deadline, that's going to be at the forefront of their thought, which is we're not going to sacrifice the future. If we can make small moves, like I know the Rams today picked up a cornerback.
Not too bad.
They traded a fifth, and they got a sixth, and they got a player. So they moved about 30 spots back in the draft, whatever, and they added a piece. That's the kind of move I think the Niners will make. Not a big mortgage of the future, but can you bring in other fresh bodies to help this thing out and maybe get in the tournament? Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I see, this is where, to me, a front office knows exactly where their team is. And I don't think the 49ers are going to give up any high draft picks unless it's a guy that is going to be here multiple years. When I say, oh, they probably know they're not a Super Bowl team this year, it doesn't mean then you give up the season, but it also means you don't mortgage something if you really don't believe it. So I think they think they can be a factor next year. They'd love to sneak in this year. And that's the strategy they have to employ, because it's where they're at right now. And by the way, you know, ideally those two defensive guys will come back next year.
I'm totally with you, but that is a challenging spot to be.
No.
It's impossible to feel like it feels like I got two hands in two different cookie jars is what it feels like.
What do you mean?
Well, you want to help this year.
Oh, right. Okay.
But you don't want to help too much.
No.
So are we going for this year? Well, the answer is kind of.
But you got a big project awaiting you.
Yeah, they're
going to. You don't want to spend all your bread.
They're going to sit on a fence right in the uncomfortable spot.
Yeah, I guess if you're asking me what I would do, you know, definitively, no, I would not make a trade.
Yeah.
Because I guess one or two guys around the edges could help you, but for what?
All right, so I'm Trent Williams.
Okay.
You win in New York. You're 6-3.
Yes.
I'm 37 years old. And I'm going to look at the front office and be like, you don't want to help us? You don't want to help us next Tuesday?
Trent, you've been in the league long enough. It's not that we don't want to help you. It's that we can't give up too much to help you.
All
you
know
that.
Then
Trent,
George
you're
Kittle,
a veteran in
George
this
Kittle
league.
And Christian McCaffrey then walk into the room.
Yeah.
They go, we're with him. We're with big guy. John, you don't want to help us?
I would say, look at the old injured guys who I can't count on
now, Juice,
who now want help.
Now Juice walks in. I've been banging my head up against you.
I've been looking for you.
You don't want to help us? Brock Purdy comes back for the second half of the year. You don't want to help me? You want to help me in the playoffs?
Brock, now you need help. Okay.
Yeah.
My point is the locker room at 6-3 is going to feel like they earned something. And they're not wrong.
Right, but the things that they need help with are multitudinal. You need like four or five different players to actually make it matter. Your offensive line.
About four or five.
Well, you need an offensive lineman. You need a pass rusher. You need an interior defensive lineman.
That's three.
You might need a wide receiver.
Four. I don't know, but wait, if you just could rush the passer.
You can't.
Acquire somebody so that you can.
But you also need somebody in the middle of your defensive line.
Well, but the same people who were in the middle of the defensive line when someone was on the outside rushing the passer, they looked so much better.
You think Lynch is going to do something?
They'll do something, but it won't be big.
And speaking of big,
it'll be unsatisfying.
Yeah, we buried the lead. Did you guys hear? Draymond Green, a part of the Odyssey family.
Yes, we heard. You always
two times a week.
When you hit that breaking news.
Well, you know what?
Right when I was getting in the car.
What happened?
I'm like, what happened?
Don't play with that.
Who's out for the year now?
Right. He's kind of double dipping because he's working for Odyssey.
Yep.
But he'll also be able to be heard, we hope, right here on 95.7 The Game here and there.
That was a good effort. It didn't quite go the way you thought it was going to go, but
Denzel
you're still allowed to leave. Yeah.
Tainted love, soft sell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.